Well, if there is one issue that crosses all commodity borders, it's certainly food safety.
Federal legislation right now is spending a lot of time looking at food safety. It's not just produce, it's all foods. But there have been enough incidents of food safety issues in the U.S. food supply in the last several years that legislators are now taking action.
That's David Gumba, Senior Vice President for Food Safety and Technology for the United Fresh Produce Association, who says farmers need to be aware of pending legislation, as one bill has already passed through the House, the Food Safety Enhancement Act.
That bill is done, and there's a lot of things in there that are going to have an impact on farmers, on growers, if it goes through the way it is right now.
Gumba says the Senate bill is still in the works, but they fully expect a vote this year, which would put both the bills in committees to work out the differences.
But there are some key provisions that are common in both of those bills right now. So growers should be paying attention to some things that are going to be coming down the line almost inevitably. There will be food safety plans that will be required. There will be written food safety plans. You'll have to have records about your food safety plans. There will be traceability requirements. There will be new fees. There will be registrations for facilities with FDA, and you're going to have to pay for those registrations as well.
And Gumba says even when the final bill is passed, the real work will be in the details.
Later on, we'll have to work with FDA. That's where the details will come into the rules, and we'll have to make sure that those details are appropriate for growers too, regardless of the size of the operation or the type of commodity that's being grown or the region it's being grown in. We have to make sure it works for everybody and still provides a safe food for consumers that we have today.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.